My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Kira.
Hello.
And joining us in the studio this morning is Miss Emma Power. Let's give her a round of applause here. I feel she deserves a round of applause.
Thank you.
Hello,
thank
Emma.
You. Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to be here during the day with you guys.
I am so much more handsome when there's sunlight on me, haven't I? Because you only see me at night and it's not as nice. Like, it's very dark in here. But, you know, during the day, you know.
I was just telling Kira that. I was like, wow, Chris looks really good.
You see, you don't really get to see me until you see the beauty of the sun on me and everything. So it's amazing. I'll tell you why I'm saying that. It's because usually Kira and I, of course, as you know, are on at night, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. here on 2FM. However, this week we are filling in for Tubridy, keeping the studio warm. And we play a thing with Emma. Every week we play a thing called the Fake Celebrity News Game. Now, how that works is basically Emma is going to give us four stories. Now, one of these stories is going to be fake. And it's going to be up to Kira and I to decode which ones are real and which one is fake. So before we get right into it, Emma Power, she's on Twitter at EmmaPower87, and I think you should go online, you should say hello to her, and you should give her a follow. Now, Emma, that's how it's going to work today, isn't it? You're going to give us four stories?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Same as always.
Excellent.
Four good stories.
Consistency. Good woman. I like that. All right. So, first story this evening. However, this morning. I tell you, I'm so used to being in at night, I'm like a tape.
Old habits die hard.
Isn't this it? I tell you. But look, how about you give us the four stories whenever you're ready? Let's hear the first one.
Right. So, the first one is that Will Smith was originally cast to play Zach Morris in Saved by the Bell, but turned it down to take the lead role in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which was starting to air the year after.
Well, that was probably, if that is true, that's one of the best decisions he ever made.
Yeah, exactly.
Will Smith was going to be Zach Morris.
Yeah, can you picture it?
No. Him with that stupid mobile telephone that's white, the big one. No way. That wouldn't be Will Smith at all.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sorry.
You're saying the stupid mobile. I bet you back in the day when you watched Saved by the Bell, you were like, oh, I wish I had one of those
phones.
That was
like an iPhone.
That was as modern as an iPhone. Yeah, it was cutting edge. So the first story is that Will Smith was going to play Zach Morris.
Yeah.
Wow, all right.
Instead, he decided to take
the role. Like, Jesus Christ.
He didn't take it. And
what I mean is, the world just opens up. He was going to be Zach Morris and he took what instead?
The Fresh Prince.
My God. Wowee.
Yeah, but you just got Tubridy's gig for the week.
That's true. Now let's... Yeah, that's true.
You're like the Will Smith of 2FM right now.
Do you know,
Chris?
I was offered the Bosco gig because I look kind of like Bosco when I was younger. They weren't going to have a puppet. They were going to have me as the Bosco kid sitting on the thing, but I turned it down. So you're right, actually. Yeah, what's story number two?
Okay, I'm still trying to get over that one there. Charlize Theron landed her first agent in a bank. So basically she was having a go at the teller in the bank. This guy saw her and was like, she's amazing. And he decided to sign her.
Really?
Yeah.
So Charlize Theron, who is, of course, the South African actress.
Is she South African?
She's born in South Africa.
Yeah.
She's currently seeing Sean Penn, seemingly. There you go. A little bit of information about Charlize Theron. So you're saying that she got her first gig from going into a bank?
Yeah.
Okay.
And having a go with the teller.
Fair enough. Oh, and then the agent saw her and was like, look at that fire. Ooh, and decided to give her... All right, fair enough.
So that's what you need to do. You need to go have a go at everybody. Hopefully somebody will be around.
And someone will be impressed by it.
They catch a big break.
Yeah, well, there you go. All
right,
then.
Right, so the next one is Nicolas Cage once had a pet octopus. And he said that studying its movements helped him to focus and get going with his acting career.
Oh, God, I hate when actors say stuff like
that
this.
That sounds like something Nicolas Cage would say in Fairs.
Oh, God. I mean, you do a lot of this celeb news stuff. Aren't actors so pretentious when it comes to talking about acting?
Oh, completely.
Like, Jesus Christ, you sit in front of a camera for an hour or two a day. That's really it.
It's like when I come
Chris,
in
people
here.
Say the same thing about us.
I agree. We do nothing in here.
So maybe we should lay off actors.
I don't think
maybe
we do
what they do
here.
Is actually harder than we anticipate.
So that's what I was going to say. Every time I come in here and the mic goes off air, the two of you are like, oh, you know, this presenting gig.
Emma, there's quite a craft to what we do, and I studied octopi as well in order to perfect this. So yeah, you're right. There's quite a craft to what Kira and I do. Huge talent is required. You're right. You know,
the head's getting bigger and bigger every time he speaks.
It's absolutely right.
Okay, let's have the last story. Do you want that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so 40 years after walking on the moon, Buzz Aldrin made a rap song produced by Snoop Dogg. Actually, I think it's Snoop Lion now, isn't it?
Yeah, get it right.
Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows?
And the song was called The Rocket Experience.
God.
Okay, so we are playing the fake celebrity news game. One of these stories is fake. Kira and I are going to have to try and guess which one it is that's fake and which one it is that's real. Let me run through the four stories for you really quickly. Will Smith was apparently offered the role of Zach Morris in Saved by the Bell. Charlize Theron got her first agent by giving out to a bank teller, and the agent was so impressed with what he saw that he decided, right, I'm signing her. Story number three, Nicolas Cage said he used to have a pet octopus which he would study to, what, get better at acting.
Yeah, okay. He'd study the movements basically to help with his acting.
Well, yeah.
I remember that he won an Oscar for playing an octopus
in
that movie.
Yeah, he did, exactly. That's it. And also, Buzz Aldrin apparently did a song with Snoop Lion called what? The Rocket Experience.
Yeah, that's the one.
Kira, which is the fake story?
I have no idea. Nicolas Cage.
Tough.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage is that pretentious that I wouldn't be surprised if he did have a pet octopus, because he's a little bit out there, Nicolas Cage, isn't he?
Yes.
I believe that story, that because I think Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Saved by the Bell were out around the same time. So I would believe that story, that he was going to be signed as Zach Morris,
okay,
but instead went and played Will in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So I believe that story. Charlize Theron, but I mean, that could be true. I really... Whoa.
Well, Kira, I mean, you have to put your money where your mouth is here. Come
okay,
on.
I'm going
to
say Nicolas Cage story is...
You're saying that's the fake story?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm between that one and the Charlize Theron story.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that the Buzz Aldrin story is real, because Snoop Dogg seems to collaborate with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg has collaborated with like a Dutch puppet for something.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm just saying that it would seem that he would collaborate with everyone. And
well,
everyone.
If he collaborated with Katy Perry, I mean, you're right. All right, Buzz Aldrin, I'm going to say that's real. I'm going to say the Nicolas Cage story is real. I'm going to say the Charlize Theron story is real. I'm saying the fake story is that Will Smith was also offered the role of Zach Morris in Saved by the Bell.
Interesting.
That's what I'm saying, Kira.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Emma, did everything go all right with you?
Everything went fine for me, guys.
You're okay without
She's
that
She's looking
one.
Pretty smug, Chris, by the way. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, she is.
She's
oh,
looking
shit.
Very smug.
All right, well, we'll see how this goes. Okay, I'll tell you what I will do. On the way for you, some Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. Right now, here on 2FM, I'm going to play you Calvin Harris' new track, Summer. We'll come back, we'll find out who's right, who's wrong. It's so much is at stake here.
When I met you in the summer.
2FM, what did you think of that, Kira?
Yeah.
What did you think of that, Emma?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
Play
right.
Again.
Yeah, I will. I'll give it another spin in
Emma,
a minute.
Emma, please.
Yeah, but for now, I'll tell you what. Let us welcome to the studio again. Emma, I think you deserve an encore of a round of applause. That's what
Yay,
I think.
Thank you.
Kira and I are playing the fake celebrity news game with Emma. Now, what happened a few minutes ago is Emma came in and she gave us four celebrity news stories. However, one of these stories is fake, and Kira and I each had to guess which one might be real and which one might be fake. So before we get to the thrilling conclusion of all of this, I do want to hear the four stories again. Make sure I don't want to change my mind or anything. So, can I hear them?
Yes, I'll hit you up with it. So, right, Will Smith was originally cast to play Zach Morris in Saved by the Bell, but turned it down for The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Good move.
Yeah, so Charlize Theron was a struggling individual, and she went to the bank, had to go with the bank teller. There was an agent there. He saw her, signed her. Now she's a big movie star. Nicolas Cage once had a pet octopus, and he claimed that studying his movements helped with his acting.
Okay.
And then 40 years after walking on the moon, Buzz Aldrin got together with Snoop Dogg to make a rap song called The Rocket Experience.
Oh, here. Now, Kira said the Nicolas Cage with his pet octopus story.
Yeah, I did.
Can
you even have a pet octopus? Anyway.
Of course you can. I can't imagine a pet octopus does much, though. Because, like, even if you have a weird exotic animal, like a tarantula or whatever, you can bring it out, like, and you can put it in your hands and you can have it walk around and stuff. What do you do with an octopus?
Have a bath with it.
What Suppose about you
that,
could, yeah.
What about that octopus that used to tell,
predict
you know,
the
predict who was going to win
the World Cup, yeah. His name was Paul, the octopus.
What does he think of all of this, I wonder?
He's dead.
Is he?
Oh, no, that's sad.
I bet you didn't see that coming.
Oh,
no.
Man, that's ruined my day now, knowing that. Oh, God, I'm so sad. Anyway, Emma... Kira said that story was fake.
Yes.
I said the Will Smith playing Zach Morris, being offered to play Zach Morris in Saved by the Bell story was fake. Can you break it down for us? What's going on here? I want to know.
Okay, so I can tell you that Charlize Theron is fake.
That's fake?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Buzz Aldrin is fake as well.
Oh!
Yeah.
You mean real?
Real.
Oh, sorry. Did I say they're both fake?
Yes.
Sorry, I meant Charlize Theron is real and Buzz Aldrin is real.
Okay, so it is down... It's between myself
it's
and Chris.
It's between me and Kira.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm the loser again.
Out of these two stories, Will Smith being cast to play Zach Morris or Nicolas Cage owning a pet octopus, one of those is fake. Kira, are you worried about this?
No.
I am worried because I'm so competitive and I've never achieved anything in my life. So even winning this would be incredible. You understand me?
Okay, Emma.
Okay. You need to get a drum roll, seriously.
Yeah, we probably do.
Yeah.
Okay. For the future.
Emma's really not happy with the production of this show, Chris.
No, I'm going to check.
Have someone fired.
No prizes. We don't have a name for the actual game and we don't have a drum roll.
I told Emma to come up with the name for this. That's her fault.
But I quite like the name that the game has.
The Fake Celebrity, Fake Celebrity News game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has a real ring to it.
It does. It's grown on me a lot. Don't change it. So, are you ready for
yes.
this? Okay, brace yourself. Kira, I'm really sorry. You were the winner last week, but Chris, you have won this.
Yes! Oh, yeah!
So Will Smith wasn't Cosby's
no.
actor.
Oh, yeah!
Big fat lie.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sneaky.
Yeah.
Sneaky,
and you but started with the first
story. So Nicolas Cage does have a pet octopus, or did have
he
a pet
did,
octopus.
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest here. I'm quite disappointed as well. I won the week before last. Kira won last week. The girls were winning, and now he's just come along.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah, see, well. I know my Will Smith.
We won't hear the end of it now.
Nope.
So, in being the victor today, I would like to say commiserations to Kira and to Emma, to both of you. I understand how bitter it can be to lose, but I don't see that feeling today because I am the winner. So thank you all. And Emma, you know what I do have to say though? It was ballsy of you to start with the lie, I have
yeah,
to say. That was clever. Because people try and bury lies inside like stories apparently. Like as in if someone's lying to you, they'll put the lie like in the middle of what they're saying. They won't start with the lie but you right in there. You know, yeah. That's impressive. Kira,
Chris,
I won today.
I know.
And I'm very proud of it. I'm going to ring my man now in a second and tell her. But before I do, I want to thank Emma for coming in. If anybody wants to check her out online, it is at EmmaPower87, at EmmaPower87. Go online, give her a follow, say hi. Emma, thank you for coming in with us.
No worries. I'm kind of glad that I get to go home now and I don't have to listen to you boasting about your win.
Emma,
cheers to that, Emma.
Thank you for that. I understand you must be hurting at the moment, so
yeah,
I'm going to let that comment go. As the gracious victor, I'm going to let it go. All right, here is some Shakira.